I'll tell you this and I'll tell you no more.
Oh, what about you, Curly Stone? Hey, give him a banana.
Oh, well, what a surprise. Jim McDonald's been drinking. He was my best friend, Liz. If I want to have a wee drink, I'll have a drink, all right? Now, what business is that of anybody else's? Tell me that.
I'll have you. I swear to God, I'll have you.
Hey, nobody tells me when I've had enough. Don't you mention the police to me, young woman, you hear me?
Oh, look, Liz, please don't start, all right? Don't, all right? Just don't. I'm warning you, all right?
On the floor! Are you dead? Get the floor!
I'm not here to cause trouble.
Sad to hear the passing of the tremendous character actor M. Emmett Walsh, who died the other day.
Oh, has he?
Incredible.
He was a good actor.
He was, wasn't he?
Yes.
Talking of great actors.
Talking of great actors, yeah. Tonight on the Something Wicked podcast, we're going to talk about Big Jim McDonald.
Oh, to be sure.
That's not bad, Dave. That's better than mine. I can't do his voice, which I'm very annoyed at.
Lisbeth.
Lisbeth Yehua. Jim McDonald, bad-tempered, quick to violence, mad Ulsterman, with a brown leather jacket as iconic as that of Indiana Jones.
I am British. We are British.
I love Jim. I mean, of all the soap characters, you know, Jim, for me, is my favourite. And I think he is much loved. Especially amongst men of a similar age to us, Dave. I don't know why. It's not like we admire him or respect him, but he's just hilarious.
We can identify with him being slightly lost souls, got to a certain age, kids are growing up, you know, and
he's getting cheated on by his wife.
Yeah, well, I didn't
want that. Not that I can relate to that, thankfully.
I was going to say, that's one thing I hopefully I'm not having to identify with. And, you know, neither of our wives are like Beverly Callard, for fuck's sake, Jesus Christ. I'm like a double-dyed, overgrown tart. with sort of fake bow selector lips and fucking ridiculous.
I said no, Jim.
No, Jim. No.
I'm divorcing you, Jim. I've had enough.
Oh, God.
You kicked the shit out of me last week. And our Steve. Oh, yeah. What a great character. Great, great, great. I mean, the thing about Jim was probably last 20 years, he was obviously a regular from like the mid-90s. And then he was in and out, wasn't he? A bit like Nick Cotton. And, you know, I wasn't watching the soaps, but sometimes you'd be flicking through and you'd see him, he'd be back. And I'd always feel like a rush of excitement, you know, if he was back in it, as you knew it wasn't going to be long before it kicks off and he starts having a fight with someone, usually Liz's boyfriend.
He was a hell of a scrapper, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Was Jim McDonald in Coronation Street? He was in the Coronation Street at the same time as Les Battersby, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did they not get into some scraps? Look at that bitch.
I don't know. I think Les was a coward, wasn't he, really? He wouldn't have took Jim on.
No.
It'd be quite interesting.
Look at these pictures of him here in Coronation Street with a sawn-off shotgun in one.
Well, that was a brilliant storyline where he'd robbed a bank. I think he was going to buy the Rovers.
Right.
And he was going to borrow the money from... he was going to buy the Rovers and... Kevin Webster had just won the lottery.
Right.
And he'd asked Kevin to be his silent partner, and Kevin agreed. But the next day, Kevin got cold feet and said he was backing out. So, of course, Jim moved to plan B, which was to rob a bank unsuccessfully. Didn't even bother covering his face or anything, or disguising his voice. And then, whilst he's on his way out, I mean, he's got the money, actually. And he's on his way out, but he bumps into somebody and I think his hat comes off and everyone sees his shotgun. And it ends up in a siege. Absolute brilliant siege. Where Jim is like Big Vern from Viz.
Yeah.
He's not going quietly. Blow his own head off after taking a few coppers with him. But I think what happens is he says he'll give himself up if he can speak to Liz. You know, Liz gets on the phone and tells him she loves him, and then she'll stand by him just to get him to give up. And then reneges on that, which pisses him off massively. But by that time, he's in custody.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I've just read a piece of information there. Apparently, he was in 1,168 episodes.
Right.
So an ample amount of time in the script.
Yeah. And he should have had his own spin-off show, Jim, shouldn't he?
Yeah. Unfortunately, my tablet's just collapsed and it's just conked out because there was no power left in it. But I was looking at his fan page there and he had a list of like his whole background, born in Northern Ireland.
He's got a fan page?
He's got a fan... Right, look, if you look on there, there's like a fandom thing. If you go on Google Images, Jim McDonald, you'll see a thing on there because there's a very intriguing picture of him on the floor looking absolutely horrified at what looks like the back of his wife and some fella. Like he's caught Liz having an affair with somebody.
Well,
and then if you go on there...
That's a recurring storyline, that.
Exactly. And it looks like he's like got a Zimmer frame or crutches or something. But
yeah. So, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because what happened there, Dave, is that Steve, his son, was running this building firm, you know, like they do. He's one day he's running a taxi firm, but the next day he's
with Craig Charles.
Become a builder, you know, no formal training whatsoever.
Yeah,
and he's working on this house where there's some scaffold, and Jim is having a chat with him, or shall I say an argument, and... it gets physical. Somehow, Jim ends up falling off the scaffold, landing in a skip, and breaks his back. So he's paralysed, right? And he's in a wheelchair. But I remember that scene. It was really well choreographed, the way he fell off the... you might want to go on YouTube if you can, Dave, and have a look.
Right, I'm going to have a look. I'll go to YouTube on my phone. And then
I think I might have a look as well.
Have a nose at this. But if you look at that particular, if you go on Google Image, Jim McDonald, and you'll see that. If you press on there, it's got like this kind of fandom page. And it gives his whole list, like what his parents' name are. Liz McDonald's maiden name on it. The name of the, it's got all this.
Who are?
It's got
what's his maiden name?
I can't remember. I didn't get enough time to really look at it. If you have a look at it now, you'll find it. Go on the Google Images of Jim McDonald. See the picture of him looking absolutely horrified.
When he's caught Liz.
Visit that page and it'll give you the list there. It's full of all this incredible detail of this fictitious character's past history.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Thank you, Dave, yeah.
Look at that. Who goes to the trouble of doing that?
In that scene, Dave, where he catches Liz shagging in his living room, she's actually shagging his physiotherapist.
Poor Jim.
Yeah.
Come on, Jim. Push a little harder, Jim. Yeah, don't look this way. You look that way. Towards the door, Jim. Yes. Harder, Jim. Harder. Yes.
Yeah. Jim's cool reserves.
This is working for me, Doc.
That was a good voice that day.
Thanks, mate.
Jim's cool reserve hid a temper which flared up violently on occasion. That's a bit of an understatement. On occasion.
There is this loads of so many Jim McDonald.
Well, that's it. He did have some absolutely amazing storylines, Dave.
Peter Barlow versus Jim McDonald feud.
Yeah. Jim, well, one of the best.
Jim goes mental at Steve.
Yeah.
This is when he's in prison, I think.
See that.
Fantastic. Oh, there it is. This is the one. Jim where he falls off the thing. Oh, brilliant.
I'm going to look at that.
Jim McDonald threatens Jez Quigley. I remember Jez Quigley. He's like shit.
He was a great character, Jez Quigley, though.
Yeah. I'm just going to have a look. I'm going to actually look at it. It's only 15 seconds. See what happens here. Oh, fucking adverts on YouTube, Lee.
I know.
What a pain. Aunt Bessie's fucking mash. Fuck off. Quigley. Here we are.
Stay away from my son.
Stay away from my son, Quigley.
I'll know exactly who to come looking for,
sonny
boy.
Do you hear me, Quigley? I'll make your face in pulp, Quigley. You already look like a fucking freak. I look like a sort from of, here to kingdom come.
He looks sort of like a bit of a fat, demented Robbie Williams, doesn't he?
He does. He does. During them, there was that film where Benedict Cumberbatch played Cummings about Brexit. Do you remember it on Channel 4?
Yeah, I never saw it.
I saw it. It was quite good. But the guy who played Jez Quigley, Lee Boardman, played Nigel Farage's mate, that horrible businessman who was backing Farage during Brexit. Do you remember him? Slimy bastard. Made a load of money out of call centres and all that kind of shit. And, he plays a good slimy character. But I did once see him in the Sainsbury's as you go into Salford, you know.
Oh, yes.
Before you turn off to Eccles, there's a Sainsbury's off the main road. He was in there, and he was in there with the trans woman that Roy married, who was actually a real woman.
Haley.
Haley, yes. Yes, shouldn't use the term real woman, should I? Get in trouble for that.
No, Julie Hesmenhausch.
Julie Hesenhausch.
Yeah, yes. I've met her, Dave. She's actually...
she's a very nice person.
Yeah, she is lovely because she's sort of been to our work a few times.
Well, Lee Quigley...
She's a bit of an ambassador for us.
Well, Lee Quigley was doing his shopping with her, with Julie Hesenhausch.
Right.
There you are. Bit of a tidbit for you.
Yeah, he's not been in much, has he, though?
No, but he was in that...
He's a good actor.
He is a good actor. Mm-hmm. He was very good in that Brexit thing. He played an appropriate amount of pompous shitness in it.
I'm looking at a picture of him now.
The guy was quite
pompous. Aaron Banks.
Aaron Banks. Do you remember Aaron? Aaron Banks, the courts tried to do him, didn't they? Because it was all a con, the kind of way they tried to promote Brexit. He was in a lot of trouble for the fakery of the information, where we all knew we got fucking swindled over Brexit, don't we? The gullible fucking seals who fucking voted for it all took it all in, didn't they? I bet Jim McDonald would have voted for Brexit, wouldn't he?
Well, Charles Lawson is a bit of a Countryside Alliance.
What a cunt. Straight away. That says it all.
Now, I remember seeing some video of somebody confronting him about his Countryside Alliance sticker in the back of his car.
Fuck you.
To be fair, he just told them where to go. You know.
No fucking swivel. If I want to kill a bird of prey because it's getting in the way of my fishing, I will do it. Okay? I don't care. I don't care if it's a fucking goshawk or a rare peregrine falcon that's made of gold plates. I fucking will kill it. And I will kill it well if it gets in my way. I'll get that hen harrier and I'll rip its head off with my bare fucking hands. Do you understand me? Do you, Sunshine?
Loving it. So glad you can do his voice. Catch yourself on. You know what? I forgot, Dave. I'm very annoyed. I should have said at the introduction, we're doing a podcast on Jim McDonald, so we are. And I didn't.
Do it now. Just have it on.
Okay. Tonight on the Something Wicked podcast, we are doing an episode on Jim McDonald. So we are. Our favourite soap character of all time.
He is a fantastic character, isn't he? I do remember it being like some of his situations being absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I've got a bit of a list here, Dave. So, he becomes an alcoholic. He punches his son, Steve. He's had about a dozen fights. He slept with his son's girlfriend. Do you remember Fiona? Fiona. Do you remember that?
That rings a bell.
I think what happened is Steve had temporarily split up with her. And Jim saw his opportunity and was a bit lechy, and he persuaded her into bed. And then he confessed or should I say boasted to Steve that Fiona had slept with him. And Steve, when he found out, he was like retching. He couldn't believe it, could he? He was like being, oh my God. The thought. Jesus, big sweating Hulk.
Those horrible, sweaty, hairy balls. Semi-flaccid cock trying to squeeze it into some young... Oh, just... Oh. God, just stay still a second there, sweetheart. I'm nearly there. I'm there. Just for Christ's sake, come on, Jim. Work! Work down there. Oh, I need Viagra. Where's the fucking Viagra?
Fucking Liz has nicked it all.
Kill her! There we go. There we go. There we go. Oh, yeah. I'm there now. I'm there now. Bobby Sands.
Brilliant. Bobby Sands. Oh, God, Dave. Was he celebrating Bobby Sands, or was that an angry... Because he was the opposite side, wasn't he?
I think it was kind of like a strange sexual fetish. I think what he's doing is he's just thinking it's the Steve McQueen film where Michael Fassbender loses loads of weight.
Yeah.
And he's just lying in the bottom of the cell covered in feces, and it sort of gets him off. It's this kind of kink, you know, it's Jim's kink. Oh! Yes.
Going back to his storyline. So, yes, he became temporarily paralysed after breaking his back. He did time in prison for the manslaughter of Jez Quigley. And he escaped from prison.
Right.
He robbed the bank and held people hostage, as we said. But his last major storyline, Dave, was unbelievably sick, where he pretended that his and Liz's dead daughter, because they had a baby that was born, stillborn, about 20 years ago, called Katie, I think. He pretended that she was still alive and got some imposter.
I remember this.
To swindle Liz out of some money, the bastard.
That's right, yeah. Oh, he became...
I mean, unbelievable. I mean, Jim, to me, when he started off, he was a bit of an head case, but...
A sound bloke, really, with his family, his wife.
He was genuinely...
Decent married man.
Decent guy, yeah. Yeah. He's trying to do the right thing. He had a moral compass, but that, oh, man.
I like to think there's a kind of fucking crazy mist that comes into Coronation Street and turns everybody into crazed psychopaths and serial killers, and suddenly people are brawling in pubs and having affairs and robbing people, or, you know... I mean, let's be honest. If you were an estate agent, could you imagine it? They're trying to sell this house on Coronation Street. Imagine if it was a real place. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
How are we going to sell that? How the fuck are we going to sell that place? There's been two fucking serial killers. There's been about five murders recently. You've got a crazy former squaddy going robbing banks, killing bloody... small-time gangsters, umpteen... There's a fucking... The tram line's fucking broke and a big fucking tram bashed its way in. Nobody would fucking live there. You'd be selling your house. You'd be selling a house that, in other areas of Greater Manchester...
They probably go for about £9,000.
What I was going to say, exactly, the same house in Didsbury would go for £257,000, maybe £300,000. At a pinch in Coronation Street, 7,500.
Yeah, but they always have the sort of unrealistic elements to them, soaps, don't they? About no one's ever on benefits or anything. Oh, actually, Les Battersby was.
Yeah, Les and his family.
I remember seeing EastEnders and... Hannah Waterman's character, Dennis's daughter, was like, she had no money and she didn't have a job. And it's like, I was screaming at the television, like, claim some fucking benefits, you know, get housing benefit. What are you on about? And also the fact that they can even afford to live in those London houses, you know, by working in the laundrette.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. What's the rent? Oh, it's only £250 a month.
Yeah, well, that's fucking... I mean, that programme is ridiculous on every level. I mean, and it's funny how they'd, like, embraced... EastEnders embraced people like Mike Reed, you know, as Frank Butcher, my darling, hello, darling, lovely to see you. Who in real life, in his comedy routine, would recommend rape of a minor, you know. Yeah. She was 13, so I stuck my dick up her. And, oh no, the punchline, she had AIDS.
That was an actual
Mike Reed joke. And Barbara Windsor and Ross, I'm now a fucking SAS man, and I go scuba diving to find...
Do a daytime quiz show.
And go searching for lost treasure. I mean, why does he make himself out to be like this superhero in these crappy documentaries that he does? They were all there in the audience laughing. Ah, and Steve McFadden, ah, you're so funny, Mike. You're rapist. Oh, dear.
I was thinking, Dave, Jim should have obviously had his own show, his own spin-off show.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I do think you could have like a show where we show... the young Jim McDonald.
Yes.
Jim McDonald, the early years, where he's an undercover agent.
Yes.
Brown. And yes. He's a bit like Harry's Game, actually.
Harry's Game. If you give me the opportunity, Sarge, I will infiltrate the IRA. I will go undercover and I will fucking show them. I promise you. 3 weeks later, there's Jim kneecapping someone for like, you do your fucking own!
Because he'd slept with Liz.
Yeah.
I think one day, Dave, I'm going to go to Comic-Con as Jim McDonald.
Oh, yes.
No. The other, I've got a few titles here, Dave, so they are pretty shit, but anyway, so I've got the McDonald Mysteries.
I like that. Is he like a detective?
But Jim becomes a private eye.
Yes.
In LA.
Brilliant.
Youngblood, the Jim McDonald Chronicles. And also Jim in Space.
Oh, I love that.
Bit like Pigs in Space.
Yeah.
And
does he go in space with like a check shirt and like a little bomber jacket? And he's like, and his sovereign rings and all that. Just show me which of these buttons to press and you can send me into fucking outer space. And let me tell you.
But I thought another thing he could do is be in an alien film where he accidentally mates with a xenomorph.
Yes.
Which would be, make it even more aggressive, but with a tash.
Oh, my God. Do you know what, Lee? I've just put... I'm scrolling through YouTube looking at pictures of Jim. And right after it, is a picture of Donald Trump. And there's similar facial recognition going on here. Thin little nose, but fat, sort of puffed out cheeks.
Mm-mm.
Very thin. Well, not so much Trump, but he's probably had collagen in his lips. Thin little fucking mousy lips like that. Yeah. Horrible fucking 12 o'clock stare, you know.
Yeah.
There's a look.
Yeah. The other thing, Dave, is he reminded me of, you know, Michael Stone, that terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
Unionist. Yeah, who burst into Stormont with two grenades.
Yeah, yeah.
And made the brilliant excuse when he got arrested that it was just a piece of performance art.
That's right. I remember that.
Can you remember what he looks like, Michael Stone?
Loyalist hero or psycho.
Check out his haircut, Dave.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Like the mullet.
It's like a Bulgarian footballer from the 1990s.
He looks like a cross between a Bulgarian footballer, Jim McDonald himself, and John Oates of Hall of Oates fame.
Of course, yeah.
That's quite fantastic. Jim didn't have a mullet per se, but quickly. Sorry, I paused that. But he had... he had almost like a Keegan-esque. It's kind of like Keegan before he permed his hair.
Yeah, he did let it grow out of it, didn't he?
He let it grow out, yeah. It looked good, it looked strong, it looked powerful, just like him himself. I was thinking that there could be a McDonald and Battersby hit the road where they do like a tour of Britain in character. In character. Yeah. So it could either be like a documentary. We're now in Brighton. What a town. You know, hang on a minute. Hello there. What's going on here? There's a lot of funny fellas knocking about here.
Yeah, they just do a tour of flat roof.
I don't feel very comfortable here. You know what I'm saying, Jim? I don't really feel comfortable. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
Or they just do a tour of flat roof pubs.
Yeah.
Get into fights.
Now, this is more like our kind of place, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Right, it is. We're here in Jaywick, right? In this wonderful flat roof pub. Having a pint of very cheap lager, well, as cheap as it gets around here, £3.50. Or there could be a detective team, McDonald and Battersby.
Oh God, what would you get them investigating though? Who slept with Liz?
There was a dame that I was looking for. I'm trying to do a Sam Spade meets Jimmy Dolder. There was a dame. She was a femme fatale. Her name was Liz. She had lips the size of watermelons. And a coarse speaking voice, chewing gum perpetually and wearing tiger skin tight-fitting dresses that left nothing to the imagination with all the extra humps and bumps that any middle-aged woman should have. She was hither and there, camel toe round the vagina. High heels, way beyond a woman of her many years past. Huge beehive, strawberry blonde hair that was many, many years in the dying process. But she was one hell of a woman. And I wanted to make sure.
Thought you were going to say, she was gorgeous.
Yeah.
Drift into Max.
Yeah. She was gorgeous. Yeah, this is it. Oh, I've got it. Like Les Battersby could be Les the butler rather than Max.
Yes,
and rather than they call the dog Freeway, I have an old three-legged whippet called Washway, right? No way, Washway Road. And so it'd be Les Battersby going, now, look at this. This is Mr. Mac.
Oh, do your Les Battersby, Dave. Do it in Les Battersby's voice.
That's what I was trying to do.
You sounded more like Max. You were too deep. You sounded like Max.
Right, like that. Wasn't he like that? Was he a bit like that? Anyway. Right. Oh, look at that. There's Mr. Mac. Right, what Jonas, a guy.
Jonas.
Tell you. That's it, like that. Yeah, okay. Right, let's do it like this. Okay, there's Mr. Mac. Oh, self-made man. Self-made man he was. And, oh, there's Mrs. Mac. Look at her. She's, well, gorgeous. When she was younger, gorgeous, possibly. And there's the dog. There's the dog, Washway. Me? Well, me and Les. But put them together, and it was...
It was domestic violence. Oh, God.
Topsoil.
I know this is all over the place, but it's very funny.
Yeah, no, it's good laugh.
I did think of the
oddest ideas I can possibly go up with.
I did think of him going into American wrestling.
Oh, he'd be brilliant. And ladies and gentlemen.
Like Fit Finlay. You remember Fit Finlay?
Yeah. All the way.
Fit Finlay went to America, you know, Dave.
Oh, do you know who else went to America? I've got to tell you this. Do you know that Giant Haystacks went to American wrestling?
Did he?
And do you know what they called him? His name in American Bay wrestling
Hale.
Was Loch Ness. Bale.
It was what?
It was Loch Ness. Promise
it's from Macclesfield, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you something. Loch Ness ain't coming here to just cause no trouble. I'm coming here to cause trouble. So he didn't even try and put on a Scottish accent or anything. He called himself Loch Ness. Check it out. Honestly.
Oh my God, Dave. That is amazing.
Have you found it on YouTube?
I'm just looking at... No, he was born in London, Dave, so forget that.
Who was?
Giant Haystacks.
Yeah, but he, you know he was brought up, don't you?
He's in Prestwick.
He's Salford, wasn't he? He had a real strong Salford accent. So he was like,
let me tell you something now, right? Tell you something now.
He was fucking shy. Do you know one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life? And I was crying with laughter when I saw it. It's on YouTube. Is when Big Daddy does his baddie, does a bad, like a Big Daddy splash on Giant Haystack. And Haystack's somersaults out the ring.
I've seen that. I was showing Freddie.
I was crying.
I was showing Freddie loads of clips of Haystacks and Daddy and other British wrestlers. And he loved that bit where he sort of cartwheels out, doesn't he?
It's amazing. Someone of that size going out of the ring like that. It's incredible. No wonder it didn't kill him there and then.
Oh, God, you're right, Dave. I'm looking at it. He was known as Giant Haystacks. Haystacks Calhoun.
Haystacks Calhoun. That was in America, obviously.
Loch Ness. Loch Ness Monster. And Luke McMasters.
Luke McMasters.
Billed from the Scottish Highlands as Loch Ness. Nothing to do with Scotland.
It's so typical of America that they, forgive me here, American listeners, but you've no idea about British accents at all. You know, you just haven't. And it's so obvious that he's not a Scotsman at all.
Yeah. Brilliant.
But you were always so excited when it was Haystacks versus Daddy.
Fucking loved it, mate.
You just love it. That's when you realise what an absolute fucking con wrestling was.
Oh, yeah.
Haystacks should have been able to kick the shit out of Big Daddy.
Yeah, he should have done, really.
He was much more aggressive, wasn't he, and nasty. And he seemed to shit himself. I mean, I'm sorry, but you wouldn't shit yourself if Big Daddy, some old man, running at you. Just get out of the way.
I'm going to find it. I think this is it where he does it. Yeah, I'm just going to find the moment. I just missed it there. I'm going to run back. Right, so the referee is pushing Haystacks back, and Daddy's back, getting on his feet, like really out of breath. Oh, but he misses a big slam. Haystacks goes down for a big slam. Daddy somehow manages to get back on his feet. It was very uncomfortable, you know. He's so fat and old. And here we go. Big shoulder barge, and another big shoulder barge, and Daddy's coming back for the third. Oh, it's massive. Massive. Here it comes any second now. I think this is the same film. Oh, he's twatted him in the neck. And here we go. Here we go. Boom. Oh, is this not the same one? Is this not the right one? Oh, here it is. Oh, listeners, please go onto YouTube.
I've just seen it myself.
It's so funny. 8 minutes and 27 seconds in, and you'll see one of the funniest. Well, about 8 minutes and 25 seconds.
Depends what clip. The one I'm looking at is called 1981 Big Daddy versus Giant Haystacks.
Yeah, well,
it's about four minutes in.
Well, the one I'm looking at, it's got a big preamble on it, and it actually says, wait for this, Lee, yet again. It says, British wrestling. Big Daddy versus Giant Haystacks, 18th of June, 1981.
Wow, Dave, arena. That's amazing. Your birthday again.
Again? What is it about my birthday keeps throwing up these incredible events?
Yeah.
Orgreave, the Battle of Orgreave. And the moment Big Daddy knocks Giant Haystacks out of the ring, somersaulting out the ring. Genius. Yeah, so I think Jim McDonald, the wrestler, would be amazing, whether it be here or...
Do you remember that deaf wrestler?
Oh, yeah, I loved him.
Alan Kilby or something.
Alan. And he'd be like, Alan, what are you going to do today? I'm going to knock him down. I'm going to smash his face.
It's a bit boring, though. Yeah, I was always boring. Disappointed when it was him. Or, you know, when you used to get those... Just shit wrestlers that just wore trunks and didn't have any sort of image or personality. It's like a filler bout.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it?
I loved it when Kendo Nagasaki was on.
Kendo Nagasaki was pretty psychopathic, I think.
He was.
I've seen him really hurt someone.
Yeah, yeah. that was it. It was like pretty scary when he came. And then, of course, when someone would start trying to rip his mask off and then he'd go apeshit, wouldn't he? Mm. But I do remember the time and remember being absolutely mesmerized at home with me brothers when someone did get his mask off.
Yeah.
With his face and his eyes, like, had these like albino eyes and all that, which obviously.
Red eyes, I think, though.
Yeah, red eyes. It was all
a bit like Cliff Twemlow in I Have Satan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was fantastic. It was a good show, wasn't it? It was good stuff.
Yeah. But I think some of his bouts became really, really nasty.
They did.
He was a different type of wrestler, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was a bit. It was quite.
Obviously, it was all fixed and stuff, but.
Yeah, I think he used to like to really get stuck in. I think he did used to like to hurt people a little bit.
Yeah.
Bit nasty, really.
Yeah, you know. And I do remember about where it was a tag team. And I think obviously what had happened is that he'd crossed the line and then it was like, you know, the gloves were off for the other team. And they were really fucking going at each other.
They were.
This tag team, but Nagasaki and his partner got him in the end. Yeah, it was great wrestling, wasn't it? I mean,
I loved it.
Brilliant. Some of the characters, Kid Chocolate, Rocco, Rollerball Rocco.
I was going to say Mark Rollerball Rocco. Fantastic.
Like Bob Carroll G's.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, like Bob Carroll G's. And of course, the great Pat Roach, who went on to do loads of film stuff.
Yeah.
I'll be the same pet, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Oh, there's a bid on here. Kendo Nagasaki versus Giant Haystacks. I'm going to watch that later.
Thought they'd be on the same side.
1975, Big Daddy removes the mask of Kendo Nagasaki. 1 minute and 40. Oh, I'm gonna have to pause this, Lee. I'm gonna give a running commentary of this.
Why did we never propose to do a fucking pod on wrestling?
I don't know. I mean, you've opened a can of worms there, talking about Jim McDonald becoming a wrestler. What a great idea. Easy. Are you watching it too?
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's done it. He's not really resisting, is he? He's not resisting at all. No, don't take my mask off, Daddy. He's getting it off. Here comes the mask. He's coming off. Oh, it's off. Oh, look. And that's right. He shaved his hair off, didn't he? Is this the time? This is the time that Big Daddy gets beat, isn't it? Because Nagasaki loses his shit on him. Oh, hang on. Daddy's got him.
He's and he's punching
Daddy in the stomach. Daddy goes down. One, two. He's beating Daddy. I would have loved it.
Not
if
hard, just, really.
Could, no, it wouldn't be, would it? Wouldn't it be great? Have you seen him in like yellow outfit? If he'd have held him down a bit too long and he'd farted really badly and, you know, he'd had like a pretty nasty Vesta curry or something. And
he's Daddy kind of shit his
pants a bit.
God, he looks.
Who's this guy?
What has he done to his hair?
What has he done to his
Who's
hair?
Who's this guy coming?
Who's this fucking geezer who comes on like his manager or something?
It's like Rod Hull.
Who is he? Oh my God, mate. This is fantastic.
Oh, he's got another mask.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
Big Daddy put it on
mask
his head.
He's just put on. Kendo was the winner.
Yeah, Kendo was the winner.
Mm-hmm.
He flattened Daddy there.
Oh, you fucked that. Daddy.
Well, you know, there you go. Oh, Kendo Nagasaki, further insights. The man behind Kendo's mask talks. Oh, I'm going to watch that as well.
Well, wasn't he quite a committed sort of
martial artist?
Samurai or something?
Something like that. It's a bit Twemlow. It's amazing Twemlow didn't do a bit of all in wrestling. He'd have been good, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would, yeah.
Eye of Kane. Eye of Cain is what we call himself. The Demon Seed. What would Jim McDonald call himself as a wrestler?
The Her Killer.
Yeah.
Catch yourself on. I don't know. I'm a wrestler, so I am.
So I am. So I am. Here he is. So I am.
Big Jim.
But maybe he would come on as in a karate outfit. Purporting to be like an oriental karate stroke wrestler and call himself So I Am.
Yeah. Who was the karate guy on there? He looked like he played for West Bromwich Albion. Yeah, he had sort of moustache and long hair.
There was loads of him, wasn't there?
Was he called Pat something?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Do you know what? Wasn't it great? You know, hello, good afternoon. Dickie Davies here. What a packed house of sport we've got this afternoon for you, ladies and gentlemen.
We've Blackpool got Town Hall.
We've got Tiddlywinks in Blackpool Town Hall. Followed by, we're going to show you indoor hockey from Pakistan. And then at 1:30, Kent Walton is in Preston Guild Hall, where the wrestling will take place. Over to you, Kent. Hello. Thank you, Dickie. Ladies and gentlemen, grapple lovers all over Britain, it's time for wrestling. Fantastic. Brilliant times.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
And then it'd always be ruined by... Because they'd show the scores, wouldn't they? The latest scores would be typed out and City would always be losing. Fucking hell.
Back in the day, eh, Lee?
Yeah, I know.
And it would all, the audience would be full of old grannies and stuff, wouldn't it? Brilliant.
They looked a bit... They didn't look right, did they, some of them? Bit mental.
Do you remember when Daddy used to come on? I mean, he used to come on with someone who was a little bit challenged. Easy. He used to come on with a kid like, I'm not laughing at, I'm sort of laughing at the whole experience, but he used to come on with like, say, a Down syndrome kid or a disabled kid. Easy. It was so exploitative, the whole thing. Yeah. We shall not be moved. Come on, Daddy.
The thing is, with Daddy though, his fucking brother was the referee.
Yeah, he organised it. That's just bullshit.
The ref.
Oh, Lee, I've got to watch this. This Is Your Life, Big Daddy. I love YouTube. There's so many. It's wonderful, isn't it? How people will put just stuff on. Oh, God, I love it. This is just. I've just got to hear the beginning of this. Listen to this, Lee. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
No! Shirley Crabtree, a.k.a. Big Daddy, this is your life. That could have been Jim McDonald's. Future that
it could have.
He could have been like a Riley Ace of Spies. He could have been like an espionage, like a John Le Carre figure. Yeah.
It's funny. He's quite an underused actor, Charlie Lawson, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he was in that. He was in The Firm, wasn't he? The Alan Clark football hooligan.
Right. I'll have to watch that again because I remember watching that as a kid.
He played a character called Trigg. I think he was doing a Cockney accent, actually. That was one of his early roles.
I love that film. That's with brilliant. Gary Oldman and fantastic.
Phil Davis,
that's right.
Mickey Pierce.
Fantastic. But I didn't know Charlie Lawson was in that. What has he done since doing Coronation Street? I suppose Jim McDonald's been such a big sort of character that it's been probably been quite hard for him to get.
What he does do now, Dave, is he does quite a few Vimeo.
Cameos. Yeah.
You know, so if anyone wants some birthday wishes.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Something like, happy birthday, Carrie. I've heard that you're a fucking twat. And so I am. I'm going to come round to your house. And I am going to kick you so hard in the fucking bollocks that you will not be able to masturbate for a month of Sundays. Happy birthday.
Oh, brilliant. Dave, he's been in.
Yeah.
He's been in Rosemary and Thyme, one episode.
I'd love a bit of cross-pollination if he was in Rosemary and Thyme as Jim McDonald. That would have been great. So there's been a feckin' murder, has the Rosemary and Thyme.
You suspect me.
Tell me about it, you detective gardeners. By the way, Felicity, I used to fancy the fucking knickers off you when you were in The Good Life. Oh, sorry. That was a character. Forgive me. Anyway, I'll help you solve the feckin' murder.
All I wanted to say.
He's been in 24 episodes of Doctors, apparently.
Really? Well, yeah. There you are. That's why.
And Bread. 11 episodes. That's why we've never seen Bread.
Him. In Bread. He was in Bread.
Yeah.
Carlene's Bread.
Oh. A fucking horrible show that was.
Fucking hated it.
All right, yeah. Joey. Hey, come on, Joey. Shall we all sign on and then try and do things on the fiddle? Yeah, for Carlene. Try and be dry and witty. We're not really. Fucking boring.
Jim's there going, here's a job. Come on. Jim McDonald is Yozza Hughes in.
Yeah, you could have a remake, couldn't you?
You could have a remake, exactly. Charlie Lawson is Yozza Hughes.
Come on, give us a job. Give us a fucking job, you him bastard.
Rather than headbutting him, he gets a sawn-off shotgun and blows him away.
Give me some fucking work!
Charlie Lawson in his most dramatic role yet. Oh, that'd be good as well if he was in like a something, you know, like a exploitation film in America.
Yeah, like an Exterminator or something.
Yeah, yeah.
The streets of Harlem had never seen anyone quite so hard as Jim the Balls McDonald's. Yabed Koto is the boss. Hey there, motherfucker! What's brought you into this side of town, motherfucker?
I'll tell you what's brought
me here, boy. I'll tell you what. So it is. I'm going to stop your fucking gangland behavior and your drug-addicted nonsense. And you're fiddling with kiddies and sending them out to be your mules, spreading your opium around the whole of New York City. No, I am here to kick your ass. Do you hear me? No way, motherfucker. You ain't doing that.
I was just thinking it sounds a bit like The Equalizer.
That's it.
What can it call?
That's it. Jim McDonald is the new Equalizer.
That'd be so good.
What could it be called? How could we pun The Equalizer there, Dave? The Equalizer.
The Ulsterizer.
The Ulsterizer. Oh, man. Get
off this fucking subway train now before I break your fucking fingers, you little shit, and pick up that fucking chewing gum off the floor.
I have to tell you, Dave, there's an absolutely hilarious meme. I think there's this Facebook group called Belfast Mafia, which just has Jim McDonald memes. So the absolute best one is where he's saying, back in my day, gender fluid was what I used to fire up Liz's fanny, so it was.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, but it's good to know other people have latched on to the cult of Jim McDonald. You know, they realise.
That would be a good spin-off show. Jim McDonald sets up his own cult. He's got all these followers. They're living out in the countryside somewhere. And he's got them all fucking
training to fix bikes and...
Yeah, fix bikes.
Do menial building.
Yeah, he's got them going and doing a bit of lifting out of shops and stuff, you know, to keep them all well-fed. Doing a little bit of prostitution, some of the girls.
It was...
You know, to keep Jim in his reddies and his beers. Because he's really got him in his thrall. Pure L. Ron Hubbard. He's fucking got him all. You know. It's a sort of low-rent Scientology. To be sure. Listen to me. So it is. You'll go out there and you'll do Jim's work. Yes. Spread the gospel of Jim's. But what could it be called? Oh, well, so it is. So...
Church of So It Is.
Yeah. Bring me new followers. We need to turn people on to our way of thinking. Yes. Bring them in. They'll be safe with me. I'll take care of you. I'm Jim McDonald.
I know I've got a bit of form for hostage taking, but there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. No, listen to me, officer. They're all here of their own free will. I know I've got previous, but they're all here. We are. We love you, Jim. So, thank you, Cindy. See you later. Thank you, darling. Yeah. We love you, Jim. You too, Marie. Maybe not later. She's not a great looker. Yeah, we love you, Jim.
Thank you, Gavin. Maybe I'll see you too later. You never know with Jim.
You've been inside, been in the big house.
Exactly. Yeah, but I never used to take it. I only used to give it.
Oh, man, have we exhausted the subject of Jim McDonald?
Probably not. Probably going all night.
Oh, I did have one here called Melodies and Mysteries, right? So Jim McDonald and Gary Barlow team up to solve crimes whilst navigating Manchester's vibrant music scene.
I like it. Gary's there going...
Can I just say, Jim, you're a bit aggressive.
You're very heavy.
Don't feel safe in your company.
You've been very heavy with me today, Jim.
I did used to be able to do a Gary, but I've lost it, I think.
He talks... It was very slow, wasn't it, how he talks? No, I will not pay my income tax.
I love it when millionaires like Gary Barlow come on Comic Relief and Children in Need and say, just give what you can.
Yeah.
Tax-dodging millionaires.
Yeah.
Give what you can.
Oh, wow. Well done to the wonderful millionaire Sir Lenny Henry for 39 years of work.
Never being funny.
And gaining more profile for himself. Oh, as he encourages the impoverished to give money to the even more impoverished.
Much getting paid.
Come on, you can dig deep, do it. I know everyone's struggling a little bit now, but we can all give a little bit more.
I remember, I think I texted you, Dave, when the most funniest scenario ever appeared was when Lenny Henry appeared as a guest on Patrick Keelty's chat show.
Right. Jesus.
The two unfunniest people. Talking
terrible, I was going
to
say.
All time talking to each other. It was like an axis of fucking comic death.
There is a fucking show for you. Jim McDonald gets into it. All it's called is Brutal_Jim McDonald. Right. And what Jim McDonald gets into bare knuckle fighting in a ring with his sovereigns on with various celebrities. First one in line, Patrick Keelty. Watch, ladies and gentlemen, as Jim McDonald patters Patrick Keelty into a fucking bloody pulp.
I would definitely watch that.
Who wouldn't watch that? Keelty, come here. So it is. I'm going to knock your fucking block off.
Just thinking, I had written down here that Jim could be Jim Deanna Jones.
Jim Deanna Jones.
An Irish archaeologist.
Jim Deanna for the Mac Blanche Jones.
Stuff. Say that again.
Jim Deanna Mac Jones.
Yeah. It's funny you said cult leader and you just sort of said Jim Jones there.
Oh.
Wow. Was he born on the 18th of June as well?
That's why I was suggesting that when Jim was having his own cult, he was a bit bisexual, like Jim Jones.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Jim Jones fucked anything that moved if he fancied it.
Uh-huh.
He liked the women and he liked the men. So it is. Just drink the drink. Drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid, my followers. Everything will be okay.
I don't mean to be pedantic, Dave, but it was not Kool-Aid. It was Flavor-Aid.
I know. It was...
I know. I'm sorry about that.
No, but it's part of it. It's in the zeitgeist, isn't it now?
It is.
Kool-Aid.
Was it Flavor-Aid? Or just made that up?
No, it was. It was a cheap version of like Gatorade type, whatever they had. It was. You're absolutely right. We should do a pod on that. That's an incredible story. Amazing. But yeah, the Jim McDonald cunt where he gets everyone to kill themselves, you know, with the police are banging at the door.
Blowing their heads off with sawn-off shotguns.
I genuinely think he should have had a spin-off TV series, Jim McDonald.
I mean, it could have been quite gritty and, you know, serious. I was thinking of him. He reminds
me.
He
could have been like Boone.
I was thinking his character's very similar to Nick Rafferty in GBH, isn't it? Sort of a drunken Irishman with a tash.
Rafferty and McDonald.
Maybe McDonald was based on Nick Rafferty.
Maybe. Could you imagine them teaming up, though? Brilliant.
MacDonald and Rafferty. Let's get in there and sort those fucking doormen out. Imagine it. They're taking out 10 doormen, just the two of them. Big punch-ups. Oh, fantastic. Saw knots. Brilliant. Car chases. MacDonald and Rafferty. This fall, one of the finest British television productions is coming to the United States. Charlie Lawson is Jim MacDonald. What was the other guy? What was the guy called? What was his real name?
John St. Ryan.
John St. Ryan as Nick Rafferty in MacDonald and Rafferty. They were the toughest bastards in old London town.
I think I'm loving the heart-to-heart or the MacDonald episode myself.
I actually think that we didn't discuss it properly, but we should have done, was I like the idea of Jim in space. Jim in space. Final frontier. I think that would have been amazing. What does this button do?
Well, thank you for putting up with us tonight, listeners. Hope you've gained some insight into the fantastic character of Jim MacDonald. And let us know what you think. Thank you for listening, and we will be back soon. So we will.
And be good. And if you can't be good, in the words of Jim, buy a pram.
Buy a pram.
What about you, Jim? How are you, mate? Hope you're enjoying the sunshine. This here's Charlie wishing you, and this is from Mags as well, wishing you a very, very, very happy 70th birthday on the 20th of June. 28th of June, I should say. I hope you have a cracking day, mate. I know you've had a few problems, so you have, but now you've got your mobility scooter. I'll tell you what, them's just great cracks when they are. We used to have a wee man in the village here in Presbury, and he, honest to God, he'd be up and down the pavement at about 30 mile an hour. He was a great gag, so he was. Anyway, mate, yeah, this is from me, Charlie, and Mags, particularly, who loves you very much. We are wishing you a very, very, very happy 70th birthday. There's a milestone. I've got about 6 years to go, mate. God bless you.